you actually, as an investor, putting on my investor hat on, it's very interesting. I'm really What's really attractive to me is the cash flow that you're generating, but then the cash flow that you're going to generate. And again, thinking of this as an investor as well as private equity. But talk a little bit here to how many shares, let's talk about share structure. How many shares do you have fully outstanding, fully diluted?
Okay, the outstanding right now is 89,863,000. Call it 90 million, but it's
Robert,
80.
I'm going to interrupt you. That is very tight. That's great for me as an investor. That shares to me that you're looking out for shareholders, but go ahead.
The warrants outstanding are 13 million, so fully diluted it's 103.
Very tight. What strike are the warrants written at, and where are you currently trading?
There's a few or 3 million at 25 to someone very friendly, and there's 10 million at 35. And the 10 million at 35 actually have a forced exercise on them once they're free trading. Currently, the last time I looked this morning, we were around 74, 75 cents.
So you're going to have a lot more money coming into the treasury with those warrants.
We will have more money coming into the treasury, and it helps us accelerate our development at La Tortilla.
Yeah, excellent. Robert Eadie, Starcore International Mines, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, we're very happy and very pleased. This is actually, to all my viewers and listeners, this is actually the first time I've met Robert. Starcore International Mines is a sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. And Steve Yang, who's my colleague, is an accredited investor and an investor in Starcore International Mines. Full disclosure, do not take this as investment advice. Robert, let's give me a 30,000 foot view of the company. Really, what I'm asking is, where are you out of and what are you mining? Just to all our viewers and listeners that don't know and have no exposure to you.
All right. Our head office is in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, with a lot of mining companies being there. Our operations, our primary operations, are in a place called Peña de Bernal, which is about 3 hours north of Mexico City. And the mine's called San Martin, and there we produce gold and silver. It's a large project, being 12,992 hectares,
Yeah, it's a lot of land.
which is ours 100%. And we occupy about 11% of it in the mine. And over the last 19 years, we bought it 19 years ago in January from Goldcorp. We've had various experts, geologists, structural geologists, people noted around the world come to the mine to see, to help us to unfold the mystery. And as of today, no one has unfolded the mystery, but the mine keeps producing.
Yeah, what are you producing? Get talk to me about that. I mean, not so much, but yeah, give me ounces of production in gold and silver.
So we do it combined, so you'd say about 800 ounces a month.
Got it. Of combined
And
gold and silver. Go ahead.
yeah, it's mostly the money comes from gold. So forward-looking statement, that should come up to about 1,000 in January. The mine, and it's a small mine. And what people say about small mines and large mines, they're the same amount of work, and they are. I mean, a small mine is as much work as a big mine. So we have what we call bonus years, where we'll produce well over 1,000, 1,500 ounces, and then we'll have years where it's a little bit less because we've run out of structure or developing the next structure. And in mining, nothing comes fast. It's not like you're putting up a prefab building and you pour the floor and four walls go up and boom, you're in business. It
Right.
takes time to safely develop underground. So
Yep.
that's what we're doing there at San Martin, which is the main source of income for the company. And recently, being a couple of months ago, we just signed a lease and a purchase agreement on a silver project called La Tortilla.
Got it.
Now, La Tortilla is primarily a silver mine, and it's a historical mine, so we don't have a number of resources. We do have an average grade of 550 grams per ton, and that we intend to use our existing infrastructure. So I've listened to quite a few interviews from you both, and one of your speakers has referred to small mine or small companies not being able to put mines in production because they're too expensive. Now, Steve and I spoke about this as well, about infrastructure. So with La Tortilla, it's 2 hours away from San Martin. We're shipping the ore to San Martin and processing it at San Martin, thus not needing to invest tens of millions of dollars in infrastructure. So that's the key factor here. This is the nuts and bolts or the key that's going to give us quite a bit of revenue, but a lot more.
No, well, I'm glad you brought that up because I would say not that I disagree with, I know who you're talking about, not that I disagree with him, but I would say you got to put on your hat also. There's a lot of things that can work, is what I would say. And you got to put on your hat. And what I like about what your StarCore has really done or has done and doing is you put on your investment banker hat, your private equity hat, really. You guys are generating a lot of cash flow with what you have, correct?
Correct.
Yes, and then you're reinvesting that in the company, so you're not taking on debt, and you're not you have a lot more options when you do that.
We do. And at one point in time, we paid a dividend because we had a lot of cash. And that was great for shareholders at the time. But I believe that this is a problem across the world, is that companies have delivered to the bottom line for shareholders and have really focused on that under pressure from shareholders. And have failed to reinvest in the company, whether it be the people, whether it be the infrastructure. And now it's coming in one big fat bill.
Right.
2 years ago, I bought equipment for the mine for delivery this year at a mining show in Mexico. I said, if you give me the price today, I'll make a order 2 years out, with delivery this year and delivery the next year. And they were so happy, they said, sure. Well, the prices are 30% different now, That was, I would say it was good luck on our part.
Right.
So, because
Right.
I always say that there's an element of luck with everything. You can plan the best, you can execute the best business plan ever, but unless you have that element of luck or the wind behind your sails, forget it.
Right. Well, it seems like you got the wind behind your sails with over $4,000 gold right now, and it looks like $60 silver right now. So I think you're going to have a lot more wind behind your back. But speaking of which, talk to me about cash flow, what I'm really interested in because of the, and then talk to me about the growth, how you're planning to grow. But talk about cash flow first, and then I want to talk about share structure. But go ahead.
Okay, cash flow varies from month to month on production. The higher the grade, the lower the cost. December and January are arduous months. It's a mandatory 3 week bonus to the staff in Mexico at Christmas. And then all of our land payments are due for taxes in January. So those 2 months are a bit skewed, but production and the prices today make up for it. I tell you, where we're at now is roughly, say, $1.5 million dollars a month in revenue. What our projection, my projection is, again, a forward-looking statement. It's not investment advice. It's not anything. It's just what I'm gauging it to. I'm looking to grow the company to the cash flow to be about 180 million in 18 to 24 months.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, because we'll start producing more silver from La Tortilla, combined with production in San Martin at the existing mine, which I see increasing in the next 18 to 24 months, because of science, because of how we're developing the mine, and what we believe that we have, and the prices. The prices. I personally believe that you're going to see silver at over 100 and you're going to see gold at over 5,000. So from those added numbers, it's going to generate a lot of cash flow for us. And then what you said, options. Then we have options what to do. We can purchase something, another operating mine if we wanted. We can dividend to shareholders. Any one of those options will be available to the board. So that.
Got it. So, Robert, that is a lot of cash that you're generating. That
It
is a
is.
huge jump here. Do you have the how do I say this? Do you have the expertise yourself, and do you have the team yourself to execute on that?
We do have the team. I would say if you talked to me 20 years ago, I took everything I learned in business school. I used an HR company, hired a general manager from Barrick Gold. He didn't work out. We had the 2007 crisis. We had $13 million loan to a bank in England. They wanted to foreclose because their fund dissolved. 20 years ago, I wouldn't say I had the experience. Now, 20 years later, I say I know the mine extremely well. I know how it works. I know all the equipment. I know the mill. I know the people. We also have a general manager, a COO named Salvador Garcia, who's a career engineer. And he's about 65, 67 years old. Spent his entire life in Mexico mining, trained by Goldcorp for I don't know, 5, 7 years. He was with another company as well. He definitely has the know-how and the ability to execute this plan. And amongst the staff as well, we have 270 people working, the majority engineers. Majority, there's very few people that are unskilled workers at the mine. Which then, of course, it adds to our cost. But we're also, when you look at the grade that we've been mining, it's a very small grade, and making money from it, it's quite an accomplishment. You know, the team does it, and I underline team because we all work together, and that's what makes it happen. Without working together, it's not, yeah.
Doesn't work.
No.
Yeah.
So communication is big for us. You know, we have to communicate the ore we're moving. So, you know, we adopted a slogan, move only profitable rock. If it's not profitable, don't move it, leave it.
Yeah. Let's talk about real quick, talk about Mexico. So I'm invested in Mexico, a few different mines, a few different projects here, but Mexico has so much metal. It has such a great mining friendly culture, if you would. Yet Mexico in the recent years has been it's been a wild card, if you would, to say the least, in mining. How do you navigate Mexico, and what has your experience been? And where do you see Mexico now as far as the getting things done, getting permitting done? And you have all your permits, correct, for mining?
We do. We're an operating mine. La Tortilla, we're having to permit, and that's just to move rock, to mine the rock, but not actually process it there. And so that involves the community, which we're in the process now discussing with the community, and but it's underground.
That's key
There's,
too. That's really
yeah,
key. Go
it
ahead.
is. There's a lot of misinformation about Mexico. And a lack of, I would say, understanding. The last president, you know, like other presidents around the world right now, they like to say things to the media to create a sensation, you know, to create panic. And the last president, he said that, well, we're just going to ban mining. And it wasn't mining, it was open pit. And then they actually really haven't written the code for it yet. And
Yeah.
under certain circumstances, you can still have an open pit permitted. If the community stands to economically benefit and the area needs it, well, I've never been to a mine in an area where it doesn't need economic improvement. So, you know, there is a lot of consultancies, if you will, that run around Mexico from Canada, from the States, and from Mexico, and see this as a gravy train. You know, we can help you. It's really down to you have to do the work. You have to have the environmental work done correctly, cross the T's, dot the I's, and be present. So over the last 20 years, we supported the Canadian Embassy, the Canadian Mining Chambers. I was a director of the Mining Chamber. We're known in Mexico. And if we're not known, Salvador Garcia is known. He was the president of the Mining Engineers Association. So that helps a lot. And
Yeah.
that's, you know your community. So for somebody coming, many companies here, you never see the CEO, you never see the president. He comes once a year, he comes twice a year, and that's it. Doesn't put any effort into the community to, yesterday we have a raffle for the main staff. And so we give out like 85 gifts. And you have to stand there and they pick the number out of a hat and shake everybody's hand and take a picture with everybody. I'm not sure that there's too many other companies where that the CEO, the COO, and the mine manager stand together and to do that. And
Yeah.
it's something which is important to us because the people are important to us.
Yeah.
Robert, what kind of advantage does that give you guys?
I don't know it's an advantage, Steve. I just think that it's good practice. I think it's good practice to, work with the people and let them know that you care about them. And, yes, it's tough mining, but we do care. And there'll be a time in the future where, we won't be able to keep up with inflation as far as salary goes. So our concern now is how do we help those people? How do we help those families? Do we do like the old days in the mining companies where you buy 1,000 kilograms of flour and then sell it at cost plus 10% to your employees. Things like that will have to be innovative because the inflation, it's a runaway train. And I believe that on a global basis, we're being lied to. You know, the cost of, I mean, I'll put it down to a simple form. I mean, the cost of a drink in Italy at the local bar was 5 euros 2 years ago. Now it's either 10 or 12. I mean, I know it's very basic, but it's
No, it's true though.
cheese.
It's anecdotal, but it's true. I mean, I see that here in the States. So, Taka, it's very interesting. You actually, as an investor, putting on my investor hat on, it's very interesting. What's really attractive to me is the cash flow that you're generating, but then the cash flow that you're going to generate. And again, thinking of this as an investor as well as private equity. But talk a little bit here to, how many shares? Let's talk about share structure. How many shares do you have fully outstanding, fully diluted?
Okay, the outstanding right now is 89,863,000. Call it 90 million, but it's
Robert,
80.
I'm going to interrupt you. That
Yeah.
is very tight. That's great for me as an investor. That shares to me that you're looking out for shareholders, but go ahead.
The warrants outstanding are 13 million, so fully diluted it's 103.
Very tight. What strike are the warrants written at, and where are you currently trading?
There's a few or 3 million at 25 to someone very friendly, and there's 10 million at 35. And the 10 million at 35 actually have a force exercise on them once they're free trading. Currently, the last time I looked this morning, we were around 74, 75 cents.
So you're going to have a lot more money coming into the treasury with those warrants.
We will have more money coming into the treasury, and it helps us accelerate our development at La Tortilla.
Yeah. Excellent.
The other one thing which I want to add in is that we have a property in Canada called Ajax, which was
Yeah.
originally a moly project, but it's in what we call the Golden Triangle.
Yeah.
And so there's companies around us that are doing extremely well, and it's not moly, there's gold, there's silver. So we will deal on that one day. And we also have an advanced moly project called El Creston. And El Creston, we bought out of bankruptcy a number of years ago, seeing that it was a good trade on the commodity. And it's fully drilled. It needs to can go into production. And what we're actually looking to do now is to generate some type of a deal because there's a copper porphyry underneath. And the
Oh,
porphyry
wow.
has and it hasn't been tested. It's there because you get copper in the drill results from the moly, but it's a big system, and the only thing which could alter it is that there's a fault in the middle. So that's what we don't know. Is it a princess or is it a queen? I mean, if it's a princess, if it's divided because you only get half, but if it's not, or if it's close by, then you got a queen.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent. Well, Robert, if people want to invest in you, how do they do that? How do they get more information? So if you could please give your website and then give me the exchanges that you're traded on and your ticker symbols.
Okay, we're under the or starcore.com, www.starcore, starcore.com. We're traded under the ticker symbol SAM on the TSX senior board.
Excellent. Well, we'll ask our producer to put all of this in the show notes both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. And I want to just thank you so much for your time, Robert.
Thank you very much for having us on the show. It's always easy to talk to the natural resource people.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you, Robert.
Good to see you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.